This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The legislature's Joint Budget Committee held its first in-person meeting in weeks at the state capitol Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland reports they're preparing for when lawmakers return later this month.
The Budget Committee is going through options for what is sure to be a huge shortfall in state money due to COVID-19. The hole could be up to $4 billion out of the state's overall budget of $30 billion. Democratic Representative Danaya Escar chairs the Joint Budget Committee. She says one of the places they will look for money are accounts that are usually reserved for specific purposes, like the tax money collected for marijuana businesses or the oil and gas industry.
Nobody wants to be sweeping cash funds, but if we're not going to do that, then it's going to be on this committee to figure out what else we actually cut then.
State lawmakers are required to pass a balanced budget before the next fiscal year begins on July 1st. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State officials say Colorado could be fined millions of dollars as people with mental illness wait for services in jails. The Gazette reports the Colorado Department of Human Services says the number of people waiting for competency restoration doubled last month because of delays caused by the pandemic. Spring runoff in the Animas River in southwest Colorado is expected to be below average. The Durango Herald reports that snowpack is lower than normal and melting fast, and that means the peak flow will come earlier and could put a strain on water supplies later in the season. Colorado weather's mostly sunny today. Highs in the 70s, or close to 70 around Denver. This is CPR News.